Yeah, it just didn't, I don't think I've seen the new map with the various, is this the large lot residential here?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's the same as this one actually, but just a different, the printer ran out, didn't it?
Yeah. The last one I saw had them in different colours with the A and B.
So first of all, I should apologise because I understood we stood you up on Monday.
Oh, that's right.
That the way that happened was that Mr Anderson filed a brief of evidence saying you'd given him permission to speak to your commission.
Right.
And we read that as saying speak instead of, not as well as.
Oh, okay.
Which is why the dedicated hearing administrator didn't contact you when we were looking to shift a relatively small number of people from yesterday, from Monday to yesterday.
No problem.
But it's good that you're here. We're looking forward with eager anticipation.
Very small compared with the, that one's got some authorisation from people to speak, those are just basic. So we only needed one of them. So I'm sorry I didn't have that into you. I was away for 2 months out of Wanaka, so I didn't get this in a deadline. So it's just a one page, basically updating my submission.
One page we can handle.
Yes. And so, in my original submission, I had this map with my red line drawn across it of where I thought the zone boundary could be. Now there's been, I've got a further map today, there's been a sale of land to the Anderson, so they talked yesterday about that, and then there's been a boundary adjustment with Willow Ridge Developments, and so there's the opportunity now, from my point of view, to more definitely place that a different zone boundary. So in the past, that zone boundary is just, it was drawn with no real reference to contours or landforms or anything like that, but it's proved problematical, and I just thought if it gets realigned, it may be helpful. That's really all I have to say. And the one copy that has the clip on it there has the authorisation from the two owners of 100 and 102 to speak on their behalf.
Yeah. And so, just so I'm clear, what you're proposing is that the zone boundary come south to the red line.
Yes.
Hold on. I thought that red line plan was the original submission that you made.
Yes, that one is.
The chair's just referred to.
Yeah.
And then you've given us an updated plan today that's got a big yellow box.
Well, that the yellow box is just outlining my property.
Yeah. And so the red line does that.
The red line is actually almost in the same. I couldn't.
Do you want to? Why don't you just come up to the
sure.
table and we can noise?
Well, we have a difference on the plan. And
yes.
Start writing it down.
Yeah. So.
That's the original.
They're not. That's the original. So this. Let me make sure I've got everything the same way.
Yeah, I do. If you just move over and let Mr. Barr see what you've been through.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So there we are. Here's this property here, which is Stu's that has it, my brother. So the original line goes from there to the back of 101.02. The new line is in approximately the same position, but it just takes into account that new boundary.
So is your intention that it covers what's that?
Well, that, I'm not speaking for Willow Ridge, so
that's
it doesn't problem. It doesn't matter to me.
So what you're seeking is the red line here.
Yep.
Basically.
And I certainly don't object to that going.
But that's their problem.
But that's their thing.
Okay. Understood.
pretty simple after. I mean, you know.
Well, it's certainly important that it's a material change. And
ourselves, and we talked about the Willow Ridge section, what lots were showing up, what weren't.
Can you assist us with has it? The underlying allotments all seem to be different shapes. So this one, is that the product of the boundary adjustment?
So the problem is that this one is just going off the map. So here's Stunham Road here, and here it is going off the map. So that boundary, which previously my boundary went here,
on
this complicated and included that one there, this boundary here
has
been created since then and runs up through here. So that's the new property, which makes things look different.
Well, that is hopefully.
Sorry, that is.
Yeah. And when did you do that subdivision?
The title was issued...
Like, just approximately?
Last year. Middle of last year.
After the date of submission on the plan, which is going to be okay if you...
Yes.
Mid-2016.
I can get a date, but...
It doesn't matter. No. Like, we just need approximately. This is not a precise science, but it's more that we understand the order in which things are...
Yeah. And that's why I knew that was coming, but it was sometime in the future. When I did that, I knew it was coming, but that's the old one.
Any more queries, questions, clarification?
Yeah, if I could put another question to Ms. Blenahan. Brennan has it through the chair. Just a bit of background on the interesting allotment shape of the new boundary. That's relevant. Maybe the chair could ask that.
Yes.
Okay, so can I grab a pen and draw on this?
Yes.
I'll come up and...
Just keep going.
We should just move the chair on this one.
So, we've got... So we've got somewhere down here is West Meadows Drive. Meadowstone Drive coming through like this. What have we got? We've got West Meadows Drive coming through here and doing a thing like something like that.
Is that the legal road?
Will be.
Not forward, but it is the legal.
Yes, it will be a legal road.
Formed as part of the subdivision, but it will be a legal road.
Yeah, and so Alan Diffie hasn't done his work, he hasn't applied for anything in here yet, but that's the plan, and this road comes through here, so that's why this funny little boundary there. This was negotiated with him as an accessway for drainage, I think it was. Not stormwater, but sewage drainage, and the ridge comes through around about here, something like that, which is what the large lot residential part of the thing is to protect the ridge, so we get a visual backdrop to the town. So the ridge is still protected in the large lot residential.
At last reference point, when we went up to our site visit, we went from the corner of the end of West Meadows Road, we walked up to the top of the ridge, looked along, and there are a couple of houses there.
The houses are here and here. Those are the big houses.
Yeah,
that's the big one there.
And when Mr. Anderson came to see us on Tuesday, he said, he explained to us that he was under the... Well, his,
oh, he's well under the ridge.
He's under the ridge line. Yes. But it's still, his access is still to Stunham Road.
Yes. And so what I've also... I've sort of future-proofed this in that I've left room for a 20-metre corridor doing something like that in the future. So I'm sort of thinking of the future of all these hooking up of roadways.
Any more queries?
And sorry, this boundary here, so again, you're saying, why is it such a weird boundary? So this boundary here is following the water race. I kept control of that because the plan is to, in the long run, there's an easement through the Kings that goes following the water race something like this, and then my brother has a water race coming, you know, something like that. These are all coming from the Cadrona Road, and the hope is that in the long run we can have a walkway that goes through there that's perfectly level, therefore, you know, wheelchair accessible, which is would be not quite nice to have somewhere like that. It's really high, nice views out. So that's what that weird little boundary is.
Thank you.
Please don't steal my pen. I'm not that busy. You ever thought of a career as an urban designer? Now, we have the points of clarification. Commissioner McLeod, any questions?
No, I'm just a bit confused enough.
No questions?
Well, nor am I. I think, thank you very much for the practical demonstration in hand, because that really makes...
yes, I know the land really well, and I'm happy to show you up there. I know you're probably not going to go up and have another look, but... if you needed to.
Hey, well. Many thanks. As I say, we apologise for being left hammering at the door on Monday again, but thank you for rescheduling and coming to see us.
Now, my brother is booked in, my brother John Blinner has this booked in for the 2nd of June.
Yes.
And he won't be here, and I have an email from him asking me just to speak very briefly on his behalf.
Right.
So he's number 65.
This would be multitasking.
Yeah. So this was a plan from his original submission. The Large Lot Residential does this loop out here, which, you know, thinking of in the past when that odd zone boundary that didn't really follow a contour or any landform makes it difficult to do subdivision. This does the same thing. Now this one does follow a landform in that it takes in a ridge or a high point on the land. So his submission was he'd like to see a straight line going across and doing away with that loop, because he sees in future that's just going to make subdivision difficult.
So in summary, he hasn't refined or changed?
No.
It's as per the submission?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What the rationale was for?
Because the zone boundary is sort of a semi, almost a circle, it means aligning zone property boundaries in the future along that line is going to be difficult, and then you end up with the situation where if you do a subdivision, part of your subdivided property is in one zone, part is in another, and it tends to make things difficult for people building on there in the future, and and just getting the subdivision, it's just much harder to get the subdivision through. People look at it sideways thinking, because there's very few places where there's a zone boundary that doesn't follow a property boundary.
So that's
a long-winded explanation.
So this is an exception to the normal case, which is they do follow an existing boundary.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Good listening.
We'll adjourn the hearing until 10 o'clock tomorrow. Like 1 o'clock. Same time, same channel.